I'm Mark Purcell, and this is Cincinnati Edition. Excitement is growing as the Mars Science Lab Curiosity heads for a landing on the red planet early Monday morning. Dean Regas talks to Dr. Steve Squires about the Mars mission later on Cincinnati Edition. And Thane Maynard will be here in about 15 minutes to tell you about next weekend's 30th annual Newtown 5K. First, Jay Hanselman has a look at what was making local news headlines this week.
Cincinnati voters will decide in November if they want city council members to have a longer term in office. Council voted 6-3 this week to place a charter amendment on the ballot to have them serve for 4 years instead of the current two. Member Wendell Young supported the issue.
We're not voting on whether there will be four-year terms. What we are doing is giving voters the opportunity to make that decision.
Other supporters say a longer term will lead to better government and allow council to be more effective. Councilmember Christopher Smitherman voted against the plan.
Many citizens are going to share that feeling that expanding the time here and their inability to intervene during that time, they're going to elect to keep the two-year terms.
If the charter amendment is approved, all nine council members would be on the ballot in 2013, and those elected wouldn't face voters again until 2017. The plan preserves the current eight-year term limit, but new members elected last year would be able to serve 2 4-year terms, meaning some of them could be at City Hall for 10 years. Cincinnati officials and representatives of Duke Energy are continuing talks on an agreement to relocate the company's utilities near the proposed route of the city streetcar project. Chris Eilerman with the city manager's office says there's been some agreement on the scope of what needs to be moved and the proper distance for those wires and pipes. But officials are still discussing who will pay for the work. Meanwhile, Eilerman says the Waterworks is doing its part now.
Waterworks has performed its portion of that work along Elm Street and is currently working to complete that scope, as well as an additional portion along Ray Street and over the Rhine along the route. The remainder of Waterworks work per that agreement will be performed as part of the construction of the project under the construction contract that we will bid to ultimately build the remainder of the track and power system.
Eilerman says Cincinnati Bell is expected to begin its relocation work in late summer or early fall. He also says the city will likely issue a construction contract for the project later this year or early next year. It was standing room only this week in Hamilton County Commission chambers as supporter after supporter came forward to ask that the senior services and mental health levies not be reduced. Both will be on the November ballot, but commissioners have until Wednesday to determine how much each will generate. Mental health levy advocates want funding sustained at the 2008 level, which would mean a tax increase because of lower property values. Christine Malaz says you wouldn't know by looking at her. She used to be depressed, suicidal, and couldn't leave her home. Now she works with others.
And they can also look at me and say, if she can leave her house, if she can come from where she came from with her services, you know, and then I can do it too. So please, let us have our levy. We need it. Without that, I don't know where I would be today without the services. I wouldn't be here talking to you. I most probably would actually have succeeded in killing myself.
Mental health service providers say they're already doing more with less because the demand for help has increased. There is some question as to how the Affordable Care Act will help fund the programs. To that end, Commissioner Chris Monzel wonders if the levy should be changed to a 2 or 3 year cycle rather than the current 5 years. In the wake of thousands of dollars being stolen by two village employees, Hamilton County Prosecutor Joe Dieters is calling for Arlington Heights to be dissolved. He says the village should merge with a neighboring community like Redding.
This is a tiny, tiny little village, which in my mind is simply a speed trap, the purpose of which is to fund the jobs of the village employees.
The village's police chief, who wasn't in office when the thefts occurred, says he's not aware of any plans to merge anytime soon. Members of a new law enforcement group that will focus on internet crimes against kids held their first meeting this week at the U.S. Attorney's Office in Cincinnati. The task force consists of 11 federal, county, and local agencies. Cincinnati Police Chief James Craig called it an exciting day.
We have an opportunity working as partners in collaboration to take violent predators off our streets. And believe me, we will do just that.
The group is called the Greater Cincinnati Internet Crimes Against Children Task Force. It's an extension of the Regional Electronic Computer Investigation Team started by the Hamilton County Sheriff's Office in 1995. Assistant U.S. Attorney Christy Muncy says the combined effort makes it easier and more effective to fight online predators. National and local health officials are studying what appears to be an outbreak of the flu at the Butler County Fair. At least 41 people came down with the virus last week and this week after touching pigs. The Ohio Department of Health's Tessie Pollack says 10 samples were sent in.
This strain of flu doesn't appear too severe. All of the ill individuals did recover very well. None had to be hospitalized. Most of them recovered on their own. A couple needed some antivirals. But it seems like what we would see in a normal flu season from one of the seasonal flu strains.
Preliminary lab results show similarities to the H3N2 influenza virus. According to the Centers for Disease Control, H3N2 contains genes from the human, swine, and avian influenza viruses. U.S. Representative Jeff Davis, who previously announced he would retire this year from Congress, has resigned immediately from his seat. Davis, a Republican from Kentucky's 4th District, said in a statement a family health issue has developed recently that needs more of his time and that he would resign this week. Republican Thomas Massie and Democrat Bill Adkins are running to succeed Davis in the November general election. The 53-year-old fiscal and social conservative has served a district that stretches along the upper tier of Kentucky from the Louisville suburbs to the West Virginia border since 2005. That's the Week in Review. For Cincinnati Edition, I'm Jay Hanselman.